Now, in the studio, not that long ago, it seems, we were joined by John and Lachlan at the start of a season for Minimax Karting, various different karting disciplines. And they've joined us in the studio again this weekend to bring us news of, well, a good season, shall we say.
Yeah.
Lachlan, you've... well, how old are you now?
I'm 12 now. I'm almost 13, so...
And as a 12-year-old, what have you achieved this year?
I've become champion of Wilton Mill Kart Club, which is near Milton Keynes, in a class called Minimax, which goes up to 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. And that was the one that you were really pushing for at the start of the season, John, yeah?
Yeah, it's got really good entries. There's generally about 34 on the grid, really high calibre of drivers. So it was a really good one to win.
Actually, what I'll do, I'll try and... Do you want to just move in a little bit closer to that microphone? How's that? Yeah, no, that's going to be better, definitely. And that's the one that you really wanted to go for between you?
That's right, yeah. We've also been racing at a circuit called Kimbolton. Again, you know, it's a good club round, but Wilton's got high calibre of competition, lots of big teams there, lots of good drivers, and the grid always maxed out.
So you're racing against people that you really feel are a match and rivals, and you're getting to know then, Lachlan.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, generally then, that means that you get to know your rivals, your real rivals, you know, and then, I don't know, ultimately end up in a bit of a Lewis Hamilton, Nico Rosberg situation during the year?
Yeah, sort of. You get to know your rivals, but... I'm friends with lots of the drivers, especially my teammates at Cooper Motorsport, which is run by Gary Cooper.
Yeah.
And they're just there to support me. But on track, I have no friends. It's just me.
It's like Lewis Hamilton. And you want to stand there and just say, we're not friends, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the right attitude, though.
Yeah. Now, Lewis is one of your heroes, is he?
Yeah, he's definitely one of my heroes. Since I've started motorsport, I've looked up to him, watched him in his Grand Prix, and his hero, Ayrton Senna, is another one of my heroes because they're just both really good drivers, and I just want to get to a stage that they were one day.
And they're the ones who inspire you, are they?
Yeah, they're the ones that inspired me, but it was actually my dad that he bought a kart, and I saw it, and I really wanted to start, and then... So I started and then started watching motorsport and then saw Ayrton Senna and Lewis Hamilton. And they inspired me even more to carry on.
And that's the way it works. You've got to keep that going then, haven't you? I mean, there's old videos, John, of Lewis Hamilton and his dad. Is it like that?
It is like that. You know, we started out the boot of our car in the first year and... It does kind of take over your life and grips you, so we've kind of gradually moved up, and you end up spending more money. But it is, yeah, it's a challenge on weekends.
Yes, yeah. And you see those videos of Lewis Hamilton with his dad, and you just think, okay, Anthony Hamilton had a lot of jobs, he had a lot to do, but that was the main aim, and, well, it worked out in the end.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd love to... hope that we'd be in a similar position. I'm sure you've seen it, Lewis and his dad arguing in those videos. We've had lots of that.
You can relate to it a lot then between the two of you.
Definitely. It's an interesting thing. You know, Lachlan comes in and we do less of it now, but because Gary Cooper kind of deals with the feedback now. But I used to be... Lockie would say I'm really critical. We'd have a very big difference of opinion a lot of the time. So that's a lot better now.
Yeah. And I suppose you can trust him more. And you can trust your dad a bit more and some of the decisions or what he's telling you. Do you take it on board a bit more through experience?
Yeah, I definitely take it on a lot more now considering I'm racing in such bigger categories and I'm at the front. So I need to take things into consideration. Not listen to all of them, of course, but...
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
you're the one who's driving, ultimately. Look, we've got loads to talk about. Give yourself a little bit of a breather at the moment. There is so much we can talk about this afternoon. Thanks for coming in and chatting to us. And we will be chatting to Lachlan and John very shortly.
Phoenix FM. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And we are joined in the studio by a karting superstar. Here is Lachlan. And I mean, really, it was a while ago we spoke. You've had your first season in Minimax. Well, what do you think of it? What have you learned?
I've learned a lot this season because I've just moved up from a class called Honda Cadet. It's been, yeah, a lot different. I've had to learn about how the kart works, especially engine temperature, which I have to control through the race using a temperature flap, which can keep the engine cool, because if it overheats, it will slow myself down.
Yeah.
And the carburetor, which is fuel mix, so if the rich is too much or it's too lean, which is too little, that will affect the performance and make me go slower.
And you've been racing, what, 6 years now?
I started when I was six, but I've actually been racing since I was eight.
Right.
In full MSA, so that's properly with my MSA licence.
And every year you're learning more and more, like all the controls that you're talking about there. Is that pretty much it?
It is. It gets more and more technical. So yeah. The setup, you know, it's pretty much what the whole weekend's about, getting the setup right, and that's caster camber, tyre pressures, ride heights, and then engine setup, which won't mean much to any of the listeners, but that's what we spend all day Saturday doing in preparation for race days.
And you're honing your craft. I mean, Formula One racing drivers, Ayrton Senna, they all said this is the best form of motorsport because you are so close, and I suppose this is where you're learning the little intricacies, really, and your own style of racing as well, because it's not like you're on rails, is it? You're all racing in a slightly different style.
Yeah, each driver has their own kind of style. Not one driver is the same. We all have our own way of driving and getting around the circuit. So it's just a way we drive it, and the quicker we can go, yeah, the better we'll do.
Yeah. And I mean, what it's been your first year in, certainly in Minimax. I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, for someone that isn't used to it, it will be very strange and quite scary, but I've been doing this half my life, so I'm quite used to it.
Yeah.
And I just really love it, and I wouldn't give it up for anything.
What about this season? I mean, how would you describe this particular season, then, when you're looking back on this year, what will be the things that come to mind?
Well, overall, it's been really fantastic. Despite some ups and downs we've had,
yeah,
it's been really good. I've had some really good races where I've come from the back of the grid to finish at the very front. But like I said earlier, we've had races where we've been wrongly excluded or disqualified. So that's kind of how racing goes, really.
And there are some drivers there who've got some proper backing as well, haven't they? I think people listening won't necessarily realise that you're down there as a sort of a Marussia-type budget, really, compared with Mercedes in some respects.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we know there's people out there with budgets of, you know, kind of like £60,000, so, you know, they'll have a multitude of engines, they'll have race engineers, and this will sound quite bizarre for anybody listening to karting, which I think is a hobby, but you see people, you know, they've got lots of data on the kart, so they pour over all of this in the pits after the heats, and yeah, we're on an absolute fraction of that, so we punch well above our weight, which is, yeah, it gives me a great deal of satisfaction. But on the other hand, I'd love to give him the same kind of equipment, and then we could really see what he could do.
But then look at the driver. I mean, Alonso started at Minardi, didn't he? You know, it's being able to punch above your weight and prove what can be done, really.
Yeah, and, you know, all we can do is keep doing what we're doing, and if he keeps winning, hopefully someone somewhere will take an interest. And as I say, you know, the ideal thing is he'd get a couple of races with a big team and a big budget, you know, maybe a factory team, and we'd see what happened.
And the other thing I want to ask, I mean, it does spring to mind that you're seeing more and more women in motorsport. Is it the case as well that at karting level there are more girls that are working their way through as well?
I don't think we've seen any more,
right?
But there are some girls racing, and yeah, they're quick, they're competitive.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you know, it's a healthy thing.
Well, there's no reason not to be. I think with motorsport and really equestrian sports as well are the two where you feel you can compete on an equal level, aren't they? And, I mean, I've got to come out and ask, you know, you've learnt a lot this year and plans for next year. That's Lewis Hamilton pretty much said as soon as he's won the World Championship, he's looking ahead to next year. You must be in the same position.
Yeah, well, we still haven't finalised our plans for next year, but we're looking to do two championships again in the same category, which is Minimax. We might be looking to do Super One. That's if we had the budget, and that's televised.
Right.
But we're also hoping we could race in Europe, and that means we'll have to move up to Junior Max, which they lap 1 second faster than the class I'm in now.
Yeah.
And they got to 17-year-olds.
So you go really are going up to the next class then?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's all we can do. We're trying to, you know, effectively get more visibility, put him in the shop window. And there's a series called B&L, which is in Belgium and France. And that's what we'd like to run in.
And there is, when you look at the competition amongst British drivers at any level, GP3, GP2, Formula E, they're all British winners. It's amazing, really.
It is. I think, yeah, the UK's been always seemed to be the place to come to learn your craft. And we see lots of foreign drivers make guest appearances in the rounds we do at Wilton Mill and Kimbolton. It's interesting. They come over here specifically to race against the best.
As did Ayrton Senna, as they have been doing for many years, haven't they, really? Look, we've got loads to talk about. And we will do that, make sure. There's a lot going on the roads as well, so we're going to update that very shortly. Joined in the studio by John and Lachlan, and they've had a busy old season. Must be nice to have a bit of a breather for a few weekends as well.
It is. We've got one meeting next week. That finishes off the season for us, but yeah, it will be nice just to have a relax.
Okay, well, look, we'll be chatting very shortly again. We are in the studio, and never mind talking motorsport. It's been a great year for British motorsport. I've got to ask you, Lachlan, have you had much of a chance to watch Lewis Hamilton's races this year?
Yeah, I've watched a few of his Grand Prix. I haven't watched all of them, but I've watched most of them to see how he's got on. And
do you drive back trying to avoid the result? I suppose it's impossible these days with mobile phones, or do you manage it?
We do try, and interestingly, at the last meeting, there was an announcement saying don't give out the result because people recall it. We generally try and do that.
Yeah, and it was great. I mean, it's been a great season for British motorsport, and between you, you must feel part of it as well.
Yeah, we really do. When he won his World Formula One Championship, I won my championship, so that was something quite special for me.
You can't spray champagne, though, can you? You're a bit too young for that.
No.
What actually happens on the podium? Do you is there any, even at the last meeting, is there any fizzy water or anything?
No, sadly not. It's just, you know, generally just trophies. Actually, interesting, the last meeting we weren't sure. It was such a crazy meeting. We weren't quite sure we'd won it. And it actually took to the next day for all the points finally calculated to know we won, because in karting championships they tend to drop one or two rounds. So it gets a bit complex sometimes working it out.
And is that from a budget point of view as well? Because it means you can afford to miss a couple and not necessarily be penalised.
I think generally my assumption is they allow you one really bad one, or people need to go on holiday.
Yeah.
Some clubs do double points in the last round, like they did for the Grand Prix, which I think we all think is wrong, but they do that to encourage more numbers.
I think
they'll
be stepping away from it in Formula One, at least.
I hope so, yeah. I think it's... We actually lost a championship by 1 point on that in his second season, so we're not favourite.
No. And, I mean, Lachlan, you've got so much. I mean, you've talked already about plans, what you want to do next year. You've got to look, really, for the next 3 to 5 years, haven't you? Where would you see yourself?
Well, when I'm 14, I really would like to be doing Ginetta Juniors, which are full cars on circuits such as Brands Hatch and Silverstone.
Really exciting racing as well.
Yeah, but when I'm about 15, I really would like to be doing single seaters, so I can start to move up through the categories and end up being a Formula One world champion.
Do we know the budget for Ginetta Juniors? I mean, what are you talking about compared with what you've got at the moment?
Oh, compared to what we've got at the moment, it's, you know, it's scary. I think we hear numbers of 60,000 to 100,000 for Ginettas. I'll be perfectly honest, we probably spend about 8,000 a year, which is painful for us as a family. But again, as I compare, we know people are spending 60,000, so it'll be a struggle. Actually, the single seaters, Formula 4 is a new category replacing Formula Ford, looks fantastic. That probably looks cheaper than Ginetta's.
And yeah, I mean, you've seen, and I've actually seen Will Palmer, for example, race in Ginetta Juniors and then go on to Formula 4. His brother hasn't done too badly this year in winning GP2. So he's seen as as the way to go, really, isn't it?
Definitely, you know, if you want to get to Formula 1, that's the thing to do. And then, you know, if you're really lucky, you'll get picked up by one of the academy teams, you know.
Red Bull seem to be the big one, don't they?
But they all do it in one form or another.
And you think, it wasn't that long ago, they were all sponsored by cigarette companies. It's moved on a bit since kids were sponsored by cigarette companies.
I think, you know, Formula One, the stats are incredible. The average audience or television audience is about 260 million for a Grand Prix. The numbers are staggering.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you're racing at what, 70 miles an hour? What's that like?
Well, for me, it's really, really normal. Sometimes when I haven't been out in the car for a while, I still get a bit of a jippy feeling in my tummy when I'm going down the straight. Yeah. But
because you're so close to the ground, aren't you? You're closer to the ground than you'd be in most single seaters, I take it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a couple of inches off the floor. So yeah, if anything goes wrong, it can be quite big.
And you've had a few offs.
Yeah, I've had quite a few big accidents where it's damaged the car and hurt me a bit as well.
Do you learn from those, though? I mean, is that one way you find how to improve as a driver, or are there a lot of other things on and off the circuit?
Yeah, definitely. When you have an accident with another driver or it's your own mistake, you definitely learn from it. You know, if you're in that situation again, what to do.
Yeah.
And how to do it better and get through it and either come out in front or just stay the same area you are and then hopefully get past.
You can't dwell on it, can you? I mean, is it almost forbidden to mention the accident, or is it just from a positive point of view in terms of how you make sure you don't do it again?
It's interesting. I mean, if I talk about what I observe when he's had a few big ones, and I have to say they've all been actually because of another driver. He's not had many where he's actually put it in the wall himself. And, you know, after we've made sure he's okay and we straighten the cart out, he's been absolutely straight back on it and desperate to get back out again. So hopefully that continues.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there is so much going on. There's so much from weekend to weekend. The only thing I've got to ask, I mean, there's good and bad. You know, what's the best thing about racing?
Well, definitely winning. Getting podiums, getting trophies, and especially knowing I've done well when I pull into pits and seeing my dad and the rest of my team walk up to me with a big smile and all happy with me.
And are accidents the worst thing, especially if it's someone else who you feel is to blame?
Yeah, and definitely not winning is bad as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, accidents and incidents with drivers on and off circuit, that's really a downside.
And I can imagine there's a few races where you end up thinking, oh, if there were two more laps, I'd have won that.
You get that a lot from being a dad standing watching. You know, if something's happened and someone's put him into a spin or something, and he starts coming back through the field and you see he's catching, it's like watching a football match. The time runs out. If you're leading, it takes forever to finish. So, a bit like you're watching your team in the cup final.
And again, if you're leading at your level, you'd get back markers, would you? You'd be very wary of certain novices that you're overtaking with all your experience.
Yeah, I mean, I had an incident a couple of years ago now where I approached a back marker, had an incident, and I ended up breaking my arm. But so now, when I get to a back marker, I know what to do. I think more, and I either wait until it's a good moment or opportunity, or I just get past them as quick as possible.
Talk about breaking arms. I mean, what's it like being a dad watching him race anyway, regardless of, you know, you've got an incident like that?
It's emotional,
yeah.
and draining. You go from absolute excitement when you're winning, it's fantastic. Obviously, when they're spun off, you get angry. If they're in an accident, that's kind of stressful because you can't actually get onto the circuit straight away. I find the end of the weekend, I'm absolutely shattered generally.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I mean, there is advice and tips that you're giving all the time as well, is there?
So interesting. Yeah, when we come off, we tend now to focus on areas of improvement. So it's interesting. This sports psychology, I was told always give the kids three positive things before you tell them what they've done wrong. And I've not been particularly good at that always, as Lachlan will testify. And I think what we do now, Gary Cooper tends to do the debrief. I'm there, and then we'll focus on how we can improve things. So I think that's probably the right thing to do. We have this conversation often about, do you want to do it for fun or to do it to win? And that kind of changes the dynamic a bit.
For your typical weekend as well, by the sound of things, which you've got planned anyway, it depends on the result. But I suppose building up to the race, it can be quite similar week on week.
It is, you know. Saturday's all about getting the setup right. So generally, and I would say probably like every driver, the cart's never good enough.
Yeah.
So he could be 10 seconds in front and he'll come in and moan about it. So we get advice from Cooper Motorsport what to do in terms of setup based on Lachlan's feedback, and then I do the spanner work.
Yeah.
So that's how we afford to do it. But typically that's all day Saturday without eating, just because you get about 45 minutes in between sessions to do the changes.
Just don't have time to do what people would naturally be able to grab a bite to eat or something. And I suppose that way you're not eating unhealthily. I can imagine, Lachlan, you're having to eat fairly healthily anyway as part of the regime.
Yeah, definitely having to eat healthy. I'm actually drinking protein milkshakes at the moment, which I was given the idea from Concept Fitness in Epping.
Yeah.
And that just helps me stay more aware and awake, and so I just I'm not so drained at the end of the day.
Well, look, there's so much going on. We've got a lot to look forward to for next year. Are your highlights and lowlights, John, pretty much the same as Lachlan's?
Yeah, it's interesting when you look back on the season, each championship's around about 44, 48 separate races to make up the whole championship. The big highlight for me, he managed to overtake three people around the outside of the first corner at Kimbolton, which,
wow.
if you do one, people go, wow, that's amazing. Then he did two, and about 2 months later he did three, and I had loads of people come up to me afterwards and go, that was just an amazing move.
Did you catch it on video? Has anyone?
Sadly not, but it still makes me smile. And then we there's a lot at stake. People have spent a lot of money, and we got excluded for something that actually never happened. And I'm hoping the MSA might still intervene on that one, but that's actually cost us winning the championship at Kimbolton. So that was a real low light for us.
Yeah. So you've had some highs and lows. What do you see next? I mean, you've got a lot to take from this season, build on it, and build towards next season.
Yeah, I mean, he's totally blown my expectations. Yeah, we were told expect 3 to 6 months to get used to Minimax, and pretty much within two or three races, we were at the front. So for me, it's trying to figure out how I can push him up and get him noticed. So it really just come down to money. So in an ideal world, we do this Super One, which is televised, and the European thing, and that's all we can do. We'll try and spend our money in the most appropriate place.
And he's fitted in this sort of hard-nosed professional environment as well. It's got to be a great grounding, isn't it?
It's fantastic. All the kids seem to grow up so quickly. You know, they're having to deal, manage and converse with adults. They have to be smart. They have to learn the technical subtleties of the racing and get what they want from the kart. And they're dealing with, I'd say most of the time it's disappointment, because yeah. you've got 34 on the grid. There's only one person that can win. And he's lost his smile for seconds and thirds this year. So it is, you know, they learn to take disappointment, and respect is probably the other thing they learn.
You know when to blame yourself, but move on, I suppose, as well, Lachlan.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you've we mentioned this when you last came down. Now you've been raising money, have you? I mean, how's that gone? You've been with a point of view of raising some money this year. Was it Click Sergeant?
Yeah, Click Sergeant. Children with Cancer is the charity I'm raising money for. It's been going really well. Still trying to raise money for them. We've got their logos placed around my cart. At the moment, we've raised over £700.
Right.
And I'm still looking to raise more.
And that's the plan from this year to next with whatever you go forward with, is it?
Yeah, you know, we've got some friends that introduced us to the charity. It's a fantastic cause. And, yeah, we want to continue to do that. And, obviously, the more publicity we generate for that is fantastic, you know. During this year, it's been lots of friends, acquaintances, and then, yeah, more people have contributed to it. It's been good.
Look, it's been great for you. Is there anything else that we need to mention? Really, I suppose the one thing is the updates that we'll get through on what you're doing next year.
Yeah, I think right now, is anybody out there, any petrol heads that want to get involved, love to see you down at the circuit, any very wealthy petrol heads that would like to contribute again.
He's good. He's good. We know he's good.
He's good. That would be fantastic. And I think, you know, probably we'd just like to say an absolute massive thank you to Phoenix 98 FM for supporting us and following us this year.
Look, thanks very much for coming in. I mean, it's always a pleasure. And the enthusiasm comes through in bundles. I can imagine what it's like at a meeting. Thank you both very much. And well, look, we'll hope to speak to you next year as a champion of another series, Lachlan.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much for chatting to us. Thank you. And that is Lachlan and John. Put all the information on the website. It's already there up on phoenixfm.com. And as I say, what we've spoken about here, I'll make sure the interview's up there. So if you missed any of it, you can listen again to that.